On April 12, 2007, at around 10 a.m., did you get a phone call about a murder in Cold Spring Park in Newton? Yes, I did. What did you do in response? I went to the location where I was met by Lieutenant Duffy, who gave me a briefing about what he had at the crime scene and what he wanted me to do. He brought me to the location where the body was lying. Had the body been moved, as far as you know? I was told it had not been disturbed since the police arrived there. Had the medical examiner arrived yet? No. Is it preferable for the criminalist to arrive before the medical examiner? Yes. The ME can't process the body without moving it. Once the body is moved, obviously, you can't draw any inferences from its position. Now, in this case, you knew that the body had already been moved by the jogger who discovered it. I did. Were you able to draw any conclusions from the position of the body and from the surrounding scene nonetheless, when you first saw it? Yes. It was apparent that the attack had taken place at the top of the hill by a walking trail, and that the body had slid down the hill afterward. That was evidenced by a trail of blood leading down the hillside to the final resting position of the body. These are the contact smears of blood we heard about yesterday? Yes. When I arrived, the body itself had been rolled over face up, and I could see that the victim's T-shirt was soaked with what appeared to be wet blood. What significance did you attach, if any, to the large amount of blood on the victim's body? At the time, none. Obviously, the wounds were significant and fatal, but I knew that before I arrived. But doesn't the large amount of blood at the scene suggest a bloody struggle? Not necessarily. Blood circulates through our bodies constantly. It is a hydraulic system. It is being pumped around and around. It moves through the circulatory system, through the veins, under pressure. When a person is killed, the blood is no longer under the pressure of a pump, and its movement is then controlled by the ordinary laws of physics. So a lot of the blood that was apparent at the scene, both on the victim himself and on the ground underneath and around him, might have simply drained out of him because of gravity, because of the way the body was lying, feet above head, face down. So the blood on the body might have been post-mortem bleeding. I could not tell yet. Okay, so what did you do next? I examined the scene more closely. I observed some blood spatters near the top of the hill, at what seemed to be the point of the attack. There were only a few spatters here. Let me stop you there. Is there a discipline in the forensic sciences of blood spatter analysis? Yes, it is the study of the patterns of blood spatters, which can yield useful information.